Kevin Hayne, year 11.
Year 11.
Hard to believe, the Kids of the Course Classic.
You've been here for them all, right?
I have been.
Oh, boy.
What's it mean to you to get this far with the tournament?
Oh, my God. It's not really about the tournament. It's about the everything that's happening around the tournament, you know, and the support of you guys, Flagstick Golf Magazine and the Ottawa Sun and Ping Canada, and I can go on ClubLink. So many people behind it now. People who have been here every year like you. And the friendship and the feeling on a morning like this is really cool.
Obviously, you know, more than 600 kids now.
630 as of yesterday.
Yeah, so that's pretty impressive. And, I mean, I talked to young Max Corcoran here earlier.
He's great.
And, you know, that's a great example of a kid that's been involved with programs, involved with initiative, is benefiting from it. I mean, you know, what have you seen over the years and maybe some of the successes that have
You know what? Well, I mean, we have Nick Brisebois, who is 8 years in the program, is at Columbia on a golf scholarship now, an Ivy League school. Young Jake Bryson is at Utah Valley, the other side of the world, living his life and just had the greatest year of his life down there. So the great golf is part of it, but it's more the little Max Corcorans who are just getting into it and will look you in the eye and shake your hand and are learning all those people skills and self-confidence and how to carry themselves. You know, to me, that's the biggest part of this program. We're taking kids who, you know, those are tough years when you're young and you're a little insecure and quiet maybe and shy, and we're bringing them out of their shells. We're giving them life skills to move forward with, and that's my favorite part of the program. I think it's great. And you know what? We based that, Scotty, on my growing up at the Hunt Club and playing with Jim Frisbee, who, you know, a Frisbee tire, and he'd bring me into the lounge and have a Coke with me and make me feel like $1 million when I was 14 and 15. It's really important. It's really great stuff.
I mean, Max said that earlier to me. He said, you know, meeting everybody on the tee and getting a chance to talk to them. And now
How
this
about
year.
That out of a 13-year-old.
Now this year, those people coming back and recognizing him and saying hello. So obviously that made a big impact on
him. Oh, yeah. They're great kids, you know. And we've got Lauren Gervais and Isabella Ferguson on 15 today. And one of them won U13 provincials in Quebec and one in Ontario last year. So great playing as well, you know. Just being around kids keeps you young too. Lisa and I decided years ago to, you know, it's time to give back. Golf's been very good to us, and that this is what we wanted to do, and it's been everything and then some. And we get more out of it than the kids do, I think. You know, it's great.
And obviously, this is year three of having Brooke and Brittany here. We changed the clinic up a little bit this year.
We have,
which is kind of neat. I've been down to the range there to have a look, and obviously, it's quite the setup. 142 kids. Is that
well, that's where we're planning. That's the invites. We really don't know what to expect, and there'll be at least 60 parents. So, yeah, we printed up. Andre Boris from Ping and I printed up these Willy Wonka golden tickets, 250 of them, and he's been distributing them all around the valley, as far away as we got people coming from
Quebec, is that
Joliet,
yeah.
Quebec, and Kingston, down in your neck of the woods from Cataraqui. They're bringing up a carload of kids, so it's neat to spread that a little bit. That was actually Brooke's idea, you know, because she's been out at the Canada Golf Center out in Calgary, doing a couple of big events through Golf Canada, and we had about 50, 60 kids, all the kids in our initiative last year, but she wanted to make it a little bit bigger, and I think it's a good idea, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it today.
Yeah, that's important to her as far as you know, making impact on the kids.
She absolutely, and you know, what's so cool about this is Dave and Darlene will be here today, her parents, and so she is 2 years away from being an applicant in this program, you know, if you think of it that way. But when you see the looks on the kids' faces when they idolize her and watch her hit a ball, that really has an impact. I mean, you know, I'm the old guy, you know, giving out the memberships, and they love Lisa and I for doing all that. But when they see Brooke, that goes right to their soul, right? And you can't even, we're so grateful to Ping Canada and to Dave Wilson for bringing her here, because the impact on the kids is massive.
And expectations as far as money raised, any idea which...
You know what, Scott? We don't take any costs out of this thing other than, you know, we have to go buy a tea bar or get a sign made or something. So we're pretty frugal with that. We do set it up like a world-class event. I mean, I think a lot of our participants will tell you it looks pretty sharp. And Ping go all out as well. We come into the day up a little bit, and we've got some incredible generosity in the room with silent and live auction prices. I say a minimum of 40,000, you know, and if we have a real quiet auction, it might go down to 32, but that'll buy 70 memberships, so it'll do what we need to do. But often we actually raise more money, and the last 2 years we've given the Brooke Henderson Foundation $5,000, and last year we gave We the Parents, which are the parents coping with the fentanyl and drug crisis, we gave them $5,000. So We do extra things when we can, but I think 40 is pretty safe. I mean, did you see our auction items? I hope you're bidding tonight,
Scotty. It was pretty amazing, and the cabin trip there is pretty nice.
Well, you know, so there's an example, right? Our little event here that you started with us, you know, our first little promo column 11 years ago, and we've got Brooke Henderson and Cabot Links here on property. So what does that tell you? The two biggest stories in Canadian golf, probably, and they're both here in the suburbs of Ottawa supporting young kids. So, I mean, that's amazing. We've got Claude Giroux coming out, the captain of the Flyers. He wanted to play in it.
I saw Chris Phillips.
Is coming. Dean Brown, who, you know, maybe I take for granted because he's one of my best buddies in the world, but I remember being at an event with Dick Irvin back at Royal Montreal when I was a kid, and that was a huge deal, you know. And we've got this 30-year NHL voice who does this for us, too. So it's really neat what's happening. And, you know, Chris, to watch Tony Harris, world-class artist, gives us gifting. So to watch Tony messing around with Dean Brown at dinner and Claude Giroux and Dean kibitzing back and forth,
it's surreal,
pretty neat stuff.
It?
It's really neat stuff. Yeah, it really is.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
And, thank you.
Hopefully it goes well today. I know it will.
Thanks, man.